Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Jefferson Intermediate 5th grade teacher Lisa Zylster joins us on today's program to discuss the name behind the new Early Childhood Learning Center in Pella.
Well, Lisa, it's always fun to talk to you about history and all these things. And I see you at Jefferson Intermediate all the time. You're still teaching 5th grade. And it was great to have your kids on for the lunch menus again this year. But one of the cool things in the Pella Community School District that's happening is new. We're going to have a new Early Childhood Center. Jefferson's going to connect to the middle school if we were to talk in the same spot 2 years from now. With a new building, though, especially at the Early Learning Center, there's opportunity for some naming. And you helped with a committee that decided the name, the Lily Viersen Early Childhood Learning Center. And first of all, Little Dutch Academy, I should add that in there as well. Part of this was researching different names in history. What about Lily stood out, and what is so cool to be able to connect this new piece of the Pella School District to our community's past?
As we dug into the story of Lily Viersen, I think we were all amazed, first of all, that she taught first or second grade for 52 years in Pella, with only missing 2 days for illness. She had some other absences with her father's health. But as a teacher who's taught now 29 years, I can't imagine teaching for 52. And she always taught at the lowest grade. First grade was still the compulsory year for education. So I think if there had been an early learning center at that time, she might have been in there as well. Lily is also connected to the founding of our community. Her grandparents and parents came with Schulte in 1847. And Lily most likely is the first Pella teacher to have been born in Pella.
So with those cool facts and the connection, you know, Lily's history is really interesting because you said that she has all these great historical connections, but she also within the district had a huge footprint because as every elementary school was built, you told me, she was there.
That's right. She started at Park School, which is where the current post office is located. And then when Webster was opened, she moved to Webster. And then she had a time when she was in a little school called Howell, which was actually the Second Baptist Church, which was located on the property of Webster. And then when Lincoln was opened, she moved to Lincoln. So she taught in all four of those early schools.
Well, and with that, now teaching was different. You said 52 years. There were a lot of rules about who you could marry, if you have kids, if you were a teacher. So that partially enabled her longevity, but also I'm guessing the kids did, right? That she had a love for it. And what's it like now to know that as kids walk into that center, especially next year when the programs start, that there's that little piece of history they may not understand, but for our community, that connection back to someone who loved on so many of our children for 50 plus years.
Exactly. In the Pella School History book, Bob Klein, some people remember him, reminisced about how she'd even have kids over to her house to fit them into their costumes for the play. So I can imagine that Lily was just maybe, hopefully, a loving teacher. I know that teachers back then were more strict, but if a child remembers her fondly, even when he's in his 80s, that's got to be telling you something about her character.
Well, and what are some other fun facts? I mean, one of the cool things about this is that you got to uncover a lot, not just about Lily, but other teachers. But what are some of the other pieces of history and connections she had? Because I think that as this building stands, this story may get to be told a little bit more.
Well, one thing that I loved is that she was the granddaughter of H.R. Viersen and also of the first doctor of the colony, and the niece of Siebert Viersen, who some people know the history from the Butcher's Brewhouse. They have her history on the wall there, about an early female entrepreneur in Pella's history. She also was a professor of music at Central College and the organist at the Baptist Church. I have no idea how she found time to do all of that.
Well, yeah, how do we find time in our lives, I guess, but she had an opportunity to do that. And so as an educator yourself and seeing this name on there, especially a female educator, I think that's something we talk and celebrate a lot. You know, what's it mean to you and what does it mean to fellow staff members as you unveil this, to see this go through and be approved? And what's it mean to have that name now be a part of what will be, hopefully, we're talking about 50, 60, 70 years from now when you and I are probably long gone.
I think that's an exciting thing for me. She's both a female and a teacher. Most buildings are named after politicians or other civic leaders, but this is a woman who did that job every day for all those years with probably not a lot of compensation financially or even just praise. So I think it's a win for the every woman out there. And I just love that we have a local person, whereas James Madison and Thomas Jefferson are great men. we don't have a connection. But here, Lily lived here. She walked on the streets that we walk.
Well, and one of the cool things is when the building is completed, there will be some history, actually. So as people walk in, I know that it's a ways away from now, but I know that there's being work done. I'm not sure if it's with you directly, but there will be a spot dedicated to her so people can learn more.
Absolutely. Wouldn't that be fun? I know those children are probably too young to appreciate it, but maybe as they grow older and go to visit their classrooms of their younger siblings, they'll take a minute to read that and really learn about this woman who had a big impact. Think about all those first graders who grew up to be important leaders in this community.
Once again, that was Jefferson Intermediate School fifth grade teacher Lisa Zylstra discussing the Little Dutch Academy at the Viersen Early Learning Center. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at kniacableless.com under podcasts, or subscribe through Google, Apple, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.